Welcome aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maple.
This is the bridge of the ship.
Lieutenant Commander Dan Gray is the commanding officer.
Maple is a multi-mission cutter buoy tender. Work and aids navigation is our primary mission.
The ship tends to 122 lights on shore, 55 floating buoys, and they have regular maintenance schedules for all of them. And then?
And then from time to time, one decides that it's not happy where it is and wants to get underway, and we have to go track it down like a... almost like a shepherd.
Among the Maple's flock, the Cape Edgecombe buoy is the mischievous one.
About 3 years ago when I first got here, it was actually, it broke its mooring and went ashore up in, off of Yakutat.
Oh, wow.
So if it's not sending in a signal, it's hard to even know if it's there.
Gray says the unofficial policy for the Edgecombe buoy is that it requires major work, perhaps even replacement, about once a year. This year, it was a complete replacement. The Maple picked up a replacement buoy in Washington State and then swapped them out. Gray says the work requires calm seas, which makes it almost impossible to do in the winter.
It was down for about a year.
That is Tom Ainsworth, the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service office in Juneau. Around there, they call the Cape Edgecombe buoy number 84.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The old, they're all numbered out there, so we kind of... easier sometimes to shout across the room the number than the name of the buoy. So.
Ainsworth says without number 84, there was a big hole in tracking Southeast Alaska's notoriously brutal winter weather. High winds, big seas, and sudden rainstorms are the norm around here. And Ainsworth says his staff spent the winter relying on substitutes, like observations from ships in the area.
There's a lot of pieces that go into building the puzzle picture of weather and weather forecasting. And without the Cape Edgecombe buoy, we really missed quite a few of those pieces for a long period of time.
He says getting the buoy back in place was no small task.
It's a great team effort with the Coast Guard and getting these things back, working arrangements. So it takes a lot of people and a lot of time to get them back working again. But when they do, there's a lot of smiles back on the forecasters for having more information at their hands again.
Let's go back aboard the Maple.
And this is the buoy deck.
It's a huge platform in the middle of the ship where buoys are loaded and unloaded out at sea. Gray says this is where the tough work happens.
If you're watching from the bridge, it's nice and enclosed on the bridge. It's nice and warm and very safe. Your point of view down here might be much different. If you're working a buoy, you're rocking and rolling, you're in 20 knots of wind, it might be raining or snowing on you, and those buoys look exponentially bigger when you're standing next to it, and it's moving.
Gray says a weather buoy is especially difficult to work with because once it's in the water, a crew has to get in a smaller boat 35 miles out at sea, board the buoy, and make sure the instruments are working. He also says, though, that the Edgecombe buoy is crucial to mariners and to weather forecasters, and that helping to put it back into service and the ship's other missions are what makes his job rewarding.
I see people at the grocery store, and I know they want that NOAA buoy up and running. I know it's a tangible result for me. I see that we've done work, search and rescue. When you help a distressed mariner, that's a tangible result, and that's... as a job well done, that's very satisfying for the crew.
Aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maple, docked in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.